Yes, I think that to assume that the United States of America would use a drone and a Hellfire missile to attack someone sitting in a cafe.
What does
look
that mean?
At the, this goes back to our previous conversation. We want to capture people. We don't want to kill them. The reason why we have to kill them in places like Yemen and other places is because we don't have the military force with the capabilities to do it. Second of all, to compare, for example, to compare killing a terrorist, a Al-Qaeda person who was trying to attack the United States of America with Jane Fonda, I mean, it is ludicrous. I'm not a great fan of Jane Fonda's, as you probably know, Piers. But the thought, and she might have even given aid and comfort to the enemy in the view of some. But the fact is, to think that the United States would ever contemplate killing Jane Fonda with a drone if we had the capability is, again, I mean, it's not the world of reality that we are living in. But there are threats. Suppose there's another airplane headed for the United States Capitol, such as the one that crashed in Pennsylvania. I can assure you that, and I'm confident, that we have the capability, if necessary, the president, to shoot that plane down. There may be innocent Americans on that plane. So it's, to me, here we have the North Koreans testing nuclear weapons, threatening to attack the United States of America. Iran, the centrifuges continue to spin. There are 80,000 people killed now, at least, or 70,000 in Syria. The whole Middle East in a state of near chaos in many areas. And frankly, my highest priority is not my concern that they may kill an American with a Hellfire missile in a cafe in the United States of America. That's not my concern.